Good morning and welcome back to Nach Yomi. Today we're going to be learning Yechezkel Perek Tesvov, the 15th chapter of the book of Yechezkel. It is a very short chapter. It is simply 8 psukim long, and it involves one image which Yechezkel is displaying. And this is how it goes. It's a little enigmatic, but let's try to unpack it as best as we can. He is told, once again introduced as Ben Adam, son of man. He's asked the following question. What is going to be with the vine, which was among the forest, that was grown in the forest? Hashem asks Yechezkel, "Hayukach mimenu eitz la'asos menacha? Can you use its wood to do any work? Im yikru mimenu yosed lo'as alav kol keli? Can you even use it as a simple peg to hold up your vessels? Hinei la'esh nitan la'achla eshnei k'tzosav achla esh. What happens if it's burnt on both sides? V'toicha nachar." And its inside is missing. Hayitzlach, will it succeed limlocha for work? When it's unburnt, it doesn't work. Definitely, it's not going to work when it's burnt. So therefore, Hashem says the nimshal is the explanation, the application of this image is like this gefen, this vine of the forest, which has been burnt, is Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is going to be given the anger, the face of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and is going to destroy them. V'sumi es ponai bohem, when I turn my face towards them, v'nosati es ha'oretz shemama, and I'm going to make the land desolate, yan ma'alu ma'al ne'um Hashem Elokim. Because you rejected me, not just rejected, but you betrayed me, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is the end of the prophecy. So it's this episode as Yerushalayim is compared to this vine, and the vine among in the forest. So this is a little complicated. What is exactly is happening over here? So there's two primary ways of looking at this, and in the Mefarshim over here, there are many more, but two primary ways of looking at this are the following. And the question, the crux question over here would be, do vines actually grow in forests? When is the last time you noticed a grapevine growing in a forest? So Radak pointed out that, in fact, this is not a grapevine at all. This is a creeper. This is a vine which grows in forests. And so therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying is, what product does a vine creeper actually produce? It doesn't produce wood. It doesn't give any utility. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is essentially saying the following. Israel, B'nai Yisrael, you have the capacity to be a grapevine. You have the capacity to be able to produce beautiful fruits, to sustain people, to create, to be the centerpiece of coming together over wine, over you know, a deliberate and rich dwelling and feasting. But if you don't, then you're going to be even more worthless than the creeper in the jungle. You're going to have no utility. You're going to be burnt from both sides. So I mean to say, it's about the image, but more than just the image, it's the destiny of Israel. If you do the right thing, you are going to yield a lot. If not, you're more worthless than anything else. The Malbim says, no, it's actually further than that. The Malbim suggests that Yechezkel is making a simple point. Usually when you graft two trees together, and there's certain Isurim in Kilayim to do this, but if a person were to graft two trees together, so they were to use the seeds of this tree and that tree, or they take a branch from this tree and that tree, and they were to graft the two together, what ends up happening is that the juices, the saps intermingle, there's a crossbreeding, and that crossbreeding allows the best of both to form into the new fruit. So you get a little more sweetness, it's a little softer, depending on what you're grafting with what. But when it doesn't work is when you graft a fruit tree with an ilan struck, with an evergreen, which has no fruit-bearing capacity. When that happens, then it actually detracts from the quality of the fruit. So what the Malbim suggests is happening over here is that Israel is supposed to be this vine, but if you graft it into the forest, if you graft it with the trees of the forest, which are not fruit-bearing trees, then ultimately you're detracting from what the vine could and should be producing. And the Malbim goes on to say, the identity of Israel is a primarily spiritual nation, which also has a physical component. We live in the mind, we live in the heart, we also have to live on earth. But when we decide to graft ourselves to other nations, when we try to attach ourselves and think we're getting so much from these evergreens, from the forests around us, ultimately it just saps our strength and does not invest in us at all. So what's being described over here is actually a specific attack on the kings like Jehoiakim, like Jehoiachin, who ultimately tried so hard to make alliances and felt that Israel would be saved when they made alliances with their neighbors. And Yechezkel saying, much like in the same vein as Yirmiyahu, is ultimately you are detracting from this, from the identity of Klal Yisrael is supposed to be doing. Moving on to just one or two last points. What is the significance of the vine being burnt from both sides? So the Radak says, is that just, you know, that means to say that sometimes when you have something which is burnt from one side, maybe you're able to salvage the other side. But when it's burnt from both sides, there's nothing left. There's nothing left in the middle. Everything was gone. All its juices are consumed. But the Rashi says, no, maybe it's actually referring to the two stages of Golus which they have witnessed. There was first the Golus of Jehoiachin, where a huge number of Jews, the best of the Jews, were taken from Yerushalayim. And then there's going to be the imminent Golus of Tzidkiyahu HaMelech. And ultimately what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying is that there are two Golios, there are two stages. If you don't listen to the first one, there's going to be a second one. And the message is take heed to make note that you don't reach the stage where the fire burns Yerushalayim on both sides. This is sort of a forerunning warning to Bnei Israel to remember what is your identity, what are you supposed to be doing as a mission, as a nation, and what perhaps are you missing. In the meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful day.